This is your daily mind medicine.
Oh, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're feeling fine. Hope you're ready for an amazing day. It's hump day. It's the middle of the week. We get to assess how's the week going? How do we want to change it? How do we want to alter it? Anyways, we're gearing up for an incredible couple of months ahead of us. It's going to get a lot of fun, because I actually just read something this morning by one of our clients. She was saying she's been on like 20 planes or something in the past year. Loves to travel, loves to move. I'm a little bit of a homebody. Some would call me an introvert. I lose a lot of energy being around people, but I love people at the same time. So it's kind of, it's basically a confusing existence, but it works. And I've got a lot of events coming up, and we have some in-person, in-town events. We've got some travel and destination events, and it's just a lot of fun. You can actually go to wealthyconsultant.com/events if you want to see kind of where the main hub is taking us in terms of events and scheduling and things like that. But anyways, I'm thinking about this morning because I believe that this is an important piece of your mental models moving forward. When you look at the studies on like positive psychology, there's a lot of things that Sean Aker has some good books about this. And there's this whole study of philosophy and of psychology around what are the benefits of being positive? Turns out there are a lot. Like, you're healthier, you get sick less often, you make more meaningful progress, you typically make progress faster. Negativity is like, man, it's a draw on your resources. But what about this idea of luck? And I'm thinking about this particularly because I'm giving a talk here in a couple of weeks about succeeding despite setbacks and blowbacks. And I'm writing a book that's coming out this fall about this. And anyways, the idea here is there's research that has been done on CEOs and their relationship to luck. And so there's an author called, his name is Jim Collins. He wrote a book called Great by Choice. You can pick this up and read it. But typically, your most successful people credit luck in retrospect for having played a role in their achievements. So you see, it's like, people kind of go after this idea of like, luck isn't real, not lucky, earned, like, cool, we get it, you're like a savage boy, we understand, okay? We understand. If I were sitting in front of you, I'll pet your head and I'll remind you that your mother did love you and it's okay, you don't have to be a crazy person. The reason that I take, not offense to this, but I think they're just stupid, is because the most successful, powerful people in the world actually credit luck as an actual ingredient to moving life forward. It can't not be. Luck is a part of the equation, just like oxygen is. I mean, it's an ingredient. Like, things typically take randomized turns. And the key is having the ability to maximize your luck. They've done a study, and I believe this was Sean Aker who originally wrote about this, on basically having people find certain things in books. People who said that they were lucky they found more. People who said they were not lucky or luck wasn't real, they found less. Your actual performance improves when you believe that you are a person with great luck, with good luck. It's like, you go into a room, and I've taught this a couple months ago, so raise your hand if you want to be lucky. The whole room raises their hand. It's not an issue of like, nobody wants to be unlucky. So how's our relationship like with the uncontrollables of life? And this is just an interesting, like, it's just a good point of view for you to develop, something that I'm thinking about, and so it's probably good for you to think about, is why am I lucky? And answering the questions, why are you lucky? Why does good luck find its way into your life more than other people's? And when you believe this about yourself, when you answer this question about yourself, you'll be shocked. You'll start noticing things that just go your way. There's an energy to this. I don't have time to go deep into it, but I just want to remind you this morning, make it a great day. Make it a lucky day. Adios.